פרק ראשון הלכה בייז ספר חלה דף ה'. Getting back to our Mishnah, Chamesha Taminim, continues the next part of the Mishnah. This Chamesha Taminim, Ha'ochomem Kizayit Matzah B'Pesach, Yot Yitei Kavosei. If you make matzah out of any of these Chamesha Taminim, you would be Yotei, but you would be not, you'd be Yotei with things like rice and so on. Kizayit Chamesh, Kayav Dinkarei. And if you eat a Kizayit of Chomet, Kayav Dinkarei. Nis'arei Vefer Mehen, V'chol Haminim, I raise that over the Pesach. If one of these Chamesh Taminim get mixed up in other things, you would be over on Ba'yera'eh, but not on a Kiev of Chorus, because there's no din of Chorus on Taruvah's Chomet. Okay, that's the simple meaning. Others learn it means I raise that over, meaning you better get it off of your table. Less likely. Somebody who asks himself on Tur passes Usur on them and only on them. The Chachamim hold that if you say I'm asking myself on Dogon, so then fine, it's only them. So I'm not even that Dogon in Usur, I'm only him. Whereas according to the mayor, Dogon could mean anything that is put into a creek. That's the lashon of Dogon, it's Midgan. So any type of kidneyness would be included in such a thing. Vechayavim, vechalo, v'masro. Anything made out of these things, it would be a chayav and chala. Omar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Zotomeret, Shalokin Al Chalatam, Bar Torah, somebody would make an Isa from these things, then he would be Chayev, since it says over here, the Chiyav over here is on Chala, Mashmur Ben Yeraisa, so then you would be Chayev on it. And we were clearing before about a Yitztarfus. Remember the Gemara asked, would you be Chayiv Malkus, or is this only the Rabbona? Mashmoz over here is that it's Midirite, and it says over here, Yotzi Lechiyav Mat. If Yotzi Lechiyav Mat, that friendly Tzarkov and then should be Chayiv Mechal also. And why did we say before that it was a whole Shaila, whether it's Midirite and Rabbona? Kept trying to bring riots, the next one, the Chorus is a riot. If you hear me, I say, Shemer, if you have a Vati, but there, Shachal, the Zayat Mitzah, the Zayat Mitzah, who says? Maybe it doesn't mean that you ate together kezayas from all of them mixed up with the tarvus. Maybe it means you ate each one of them a kezayas. So, Mashenkin, if you ate from any other min, a kezayas, you wouldn't be okay. But who's to say it means mikol haminim eilu, meaning all of these minim mixed up? It means from any of these minim, one by one, a kezayas, would be okay. You could say that. I'm really asking, you don't have to say that. If you say a kezayas mikulam, why not say it means you made a kezayas from all of them together? You still don't have a riot to call it. Because shayyi, shekulo l'shein chametz, over here chametz is different because remember that the whole marker over here of chala is because it says arisa techen. And that means that he calls anything that is made into an arisa that is chayim in chala. But that could be, we said before, if you weren't like Rabbi Yossi, then arisa techem only means each one on its own, because that's the whole marker for it. Mashenkin, when you're talking about chomet, the marker is anything that is shayach to be bolig as he wants. It's considered to be chomet. And the contrast of lechem to chomet is that anything that could become chomet is kosher for matzah. So the question is whether we made the gzeira shava from challah to Pesach. But certainly when it comes to Pesach itself, the criteria has to do with chimut. That's the case with every chimut. Maybe there could be mitzvahs, but that wouldn't prove that Rabbi Yossi would hold that Avisa Techem could be mitzvahs. Now, Mikhlefa, she tells Rabbi Yossi, it seems before Rabbi Yossi said that even if you say that Isser is not Mevatel Isser, because after all, it's all Isser, so who cares? So Rabbi Yossi said that's only if you have a whole Kezias, if there was already a, there was a Chetz of an Isser of a Kezias. Remember that Machlokas? But if you make a Kezias out of separate things, then he said there's no Isser. Because you have to first, even if your Isser is not Mevatel Isser, but talk to the Kezias, it's not considered to be Isser yet. So therefore, got three things, the two things would be Mevatel and the one thing would be Mevatel. That's what he said before. So if that's true, it could be the same thing. Let's say you're fine, it's all cooked crumbs. But if you still can't be mistarfed for design, because you're trying to be mistarfed before it's boli dechimus. Before the day it's boli dechimus, no longer, it doesn't have that kashimus. So tamanu amishnei dvarim ravin alachadim alachimus. Over there he says if you mix it before it became mustar, so it would be bottle. Brachu amalachim. And here he's trying to say that when it comes to chumash, pesach will always be chayim. You have to learn what the Mishnah over here is talking about, what we said before. And you go say the chameshes mina shemata by taking either a kezias of min A or a kezias of min bay, but not a kezias of other mitzvah. Ha anleder min apasu min atzua asur bakol, but if somebody is another, because it says in the Mishnah, another min ha'pasim min ha'tzura, other than, that's what it says. Right? So the machlokas was only whether you need to have the lashon of darban. If you don't use the lashon of the darban, say min ha'pasim min ha'tzura, you would be usher on all of them. So then, kirabanan, that's coming, that's like the rabbanan, that another min ha'pas would include all of these. Is that true? So, and the Bechir B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, Kenny must be seen. Ah, I know them and I've been done. The way to read the Mishnah is to say, ah. But the Chachamim are not arguing on Rabbi Meir by subtracting. The Chachamim are adding to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is saying, know them and I pass is on the Yochanan. But if he would be know them and I've been done, he would be also even on rice and on other kidneys and so on. Come along to Chachamim to say that even if he was noter min on Dagan, even Dagan only means the Chameshes Aminim. That's the chat. So, according to Rabbi Meir, you would be usher on anything that is digun, only things that aren't digun, like Peir. You wouldn't include. Manakayami. In the Omer Pat Torah. Tell me about the way that pot is used in the Torah, not the way people refer to pot. So then when he said tru'ah, he would also mean anything that's called tru'ah in the Torah. That's the case, and why is it only usher in these things? Should be usher even in fruit? Because the Torah does call Tzvua also Tzvua Tzakarim. And if he says Pat Stam without saying Pat as it's found in the Torah, in the Kafari, Pat Stam, Melachitim is heard of what? People, if you go after Lashem and the other, like you're supposed to go in the Dorim, people don't refer to Pat of the Shibola Tzvua as Pat. Say you call that Pat Shibola Tzvua, but not Pat. So then it should only be Chitim Yisori. How do you explain it? But here's the camp here, the way we work it out is that the makom shall clean pot kol and the kokori pot stam elakameshet aminim bilvad. If it's a place in which people eat all types of bread, and they call them bread, nonetheless, the only thing that's included is, when you say pot, you mean mekameshet aminim. Even if these people eat cornbread, even if they eat rice bread, those things are always specified. Ashenka, if you just say pot in a location like that, it means to be chameshes aminim. And it works out even according to Lashon Meneyata. You don't have to say it's talking about a problem of Russian terror, which would then have included even sleep. Continues the mission. Halacha Gimel. Krishna Halacha Gimel. Elu Chayavim B'chalal Turim Min HaMa'atra. The first, the ratio of the mission that we just finished, where it says Elu Chayavim B'chalal ubimasro. The following things are chayav in challah, but they're potter in maitre, as we'll see. The leka, chikha, peya, hefker. These things, since at the time that you made it into Dagon, it was hefker, it was set aside for anybody who wanted to take it or anybody who wanted to take it, it's potter in a maitre. Hashenkin challah, you become chayav only when you make the actual dough. And at that point, it's not hefker. The male is chayav like anybody else. Umaaser rishon shenitla trumato, which is one of the famous cases where you took off the maaser while it was still in a state that it was not chayav yet in truma gedola. And over here with nitla trumato, meaning that it was nitla trumato, meaning only trumas maaser, and we bring the riot in the pasuk that that's not chayav in truma gedola. That nonetheless, you would have thought the same as that truma chayav in truma gedola. It's not chayav either in challah. So marshmallow, it is chayav in challah. Ma'aser sheni ve'egdesh shenisu. Ma'aser sheni is also talking about that he was mocking at Bishibolin. And here we're talking about the hegdesh is also that at the time that you did the miruach was already hegdesh. So memela, in that case, it's potter always from Maisa because it was always Hegdesh. But nonetheless, the Kiddush is that it's Chayav in Chala. Same thing is true of Maisa Sheni. Once it's Nitzah, it's Chayav in Chala. But if you actually make out of Peros Maisa Sheni, you make an Isa to eat in Yerushalayim, that is potter from Chala. Okay? We'll see later on that actually this is a Machloka. This mission is going like the sheep that it says later on. That says that it would be potter, that it's chayav, but only if it's in a place where you're able to eat it, you know, in the Yerushalayim. Okay, this part we'll see later. Moser ha'omer, which ru'ah shalohi b'yashlish. The omer, if you have leftovers of the omer, so what you do is you take, remember, you take the yisaron, you put it through a series of Badat sieve. Right? So you have 13 levels of sifters over there. So there's always left over because what comes out is mamish. It's only after it's gone through 13 levels of sifting. And so the moser of the omer is public, and that can be eaten by anyway. But since it was hegdish at the time, that you were Mimareach, it had never become Chayav and Maaser. So you would have thought it's not Chayav and Maaser, it's not Chayav and Challah. So Mashwan, the person who was quoted, and he goes and he makes an Isa out of it, it's Chayav and Challah. The Tvua Shaloi Via Shlish, which is Potter Mina Maaser, because it's not yet up to the Onasa Maaser, but because it's not called, it's an interesting lima. The reason that we know that that's Potter completely, even if later on it becomes mature, is because it says Tuat Zar'acha. And Tuat Zar'acha means not only the Tua of the Zara that you planted, the Tua that provides Zara to be planted. And at less than a third of its maturity, it's not fertile. So you can't plant it and get Tua from it. Yeah, it's very interesting. You see. So Prokos Mishlish is not considered to be high as the fall, because it never matured. Nonetheless, you would think it's less of a fall. Nonetheless, it's high as in college. Each one of these things has a special finish that's attached to it. What's the laws around there? Flash, aloe via shlish, piturah min ha'akala. So also, Prokos min ha'akala, not only the piturah from Truma. He holds that challah is compared to truma from Kain Tarimu Gam Aten. Kain Tarimu Gam Aten means whatever chayav in truma is chayav in challah. So if it's potter from truma because it's immature, because it's not towards Zarecha, it'll always be potter from challah too. Elu chayavim b'masros u'pturin min ha'challah. On the opposite would be true to the following. Things that are chayav in maaser, but potter from challah. So a medium that you use to make things that are like bread, but that they're not coming. So I mean, so if you have rice flour, sa'orez, הדוחן, הפרוגים, הצומצמים, הקטניות of any kind, and even פחות מחמשת רבעים בתבואה, you have less than a shear, a shear of an east of the Mitzrayim, so there you're so high of a meiser, there's no limit, there's no minimal limit to meiser, but there's a minimal limit to the dough that's high of in Arisotekem, but it has to be Karisat HaMidvar, where they would collect any storing. Hasuf Ganim, what's more, even these things that are made out of the Chameshes Aminim, however, you make them like a sugan, this is a lashon of a sfog, that's a belila raka, it's very loose, and makes a fluffy dough, but dukshanim, which are fried in honey, it's a lashon of dvash, teglach, as they call it in Yiddish, my tante used to make for me. But iskaritin is also a type of cookie dough and so on, and you make it out of very thin dough. The chalat hamishrat, and also a challah, but I guess it's close to our donut, because you take it and you put it into, you know, make tinasai. So we see that tinasai, okay, so it's put into oil instead of, you know, you make it like a soft dough, and you deep fry it. Yeah. Okay, so that's, in other words, it's not baked in an oven. The hamiduma, which is mixed with truma, so it's cut from a challah, because there's no thing of challah, something that is truma itself. So meduma is considered to be truma. So all of these things, even though they're fire, the proper. As nice as a potter than a chal. With Oshia, Sha'am,
it's not a
dough. Yeah. That's why we don't take off chal from our cake baking, even if you make a lot of cake. With Oshia, Sha'am, the Kahan, nice and chayyam of the chal of two minimites. How do you know that, like a chicken and bean and so on, are chayyam of the chal? Maybe they should be chayyam, maybe they should be potter. From Chala the same way they're potter from Maitre. Omar Lei, Lo Temar Li, Tarimu, Lechein Tarimu. I know what you're asking. What you're asking over here, since it says Tarimu, Kain Tarimu Gamatem, which is Mashma, that Chala and Maitre are the same, in which case, if there's no Kiev of Truma, then there's no Kiev of Chala, that's why I'm saying that's your cash. You're asking why we're not in my Mishnah. Don't ask me for that. Because Mar Basa Chayyamu B'Khala Terminal Mishnah, Ha'elu Chayyamu B'Khala Kupturin Min HaMasra. Because the idea over here, you could say that, can we have you? And let's say, 14, we have the Shiva Shekhov from Shiva Shekhov. What would the number be? If according to you, according to the Hekish, Kain Tarimu, the only things that are higher than the Chakala are the Truma and Maitre, which we know are dependent in the Shiva Shekhov, Shiva Shekhov, right? So 7 years, the 14 years of coming into the Eretz Yisrael, 7 of which were used for the Hebrew Shiva Yisrael, 7 of the years for the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. It has everything to do with it, because the din over here is that there's a completely different halakha of bia. Normally it says v'yirashtem v'yishatem, and when it comes over here to kala, it says kitavo alone, right? So apparently there's different halakha over there, and if that's the case, you should have compared truma to maizis to kala for that too, because you're claiming that this hekesh is an absolute hekesh. So then you say the same thing from the Arbaster, right? My Arbaster, I'm in the kala of Truman HaMaisa. Okay, I'm in the kala of Truman HaMaisa. Therefore, I'm telling you that you see that here it says b'bo'achem instead of kisavo. B'bo'achem means as you're coming in, because Mashman is your chayiv and kala immediately. So once the pair was machalic between the Kala and Meister in terms of Shevish Kim Shevish Achilkum, So then that we have the right to say that it's Bechulak in this issue too. We have the Yochanan, the Shem Rabbi Amai. Says, we had this before.
So we have all the different mikvahs. This one is,
and
this one
then,
what's the different structure?
Yeah, but Misholosh Mikvah Shem Bechulak. Remember we had the other cases before. So this is one of three Sukkim in the Torah that actually makes sense. So, because everything is like so complicated, but really you see very clearly. It says, Uba HaLevi, the Emo Felix in Hakala, Ima. This lady has no Felix in Hakala. So, Masha Yesh Lecha, the Emo, Atachaya Vitema. So, what does that mean? That where the lady does not share your Nakala, in other words, you do have an Nakala, and he doesn't have an Nakala, so then you have to Chayavat Elitema. But where you don't have an akala and you don't have a chelik, then obviously it's not saying kainel chelik and akala enough, because I also don't. And you also have to get cover your shavimba. If something is hefker, then he has as much as you have in it. So why should you be mechuyav to get in? Leket. So he leket, he shikrin peya yefker. And in that sense, you don't have a chelik in any of these things. So therefore, in the same way that we're mamayat, the field of like a chikopeya, we would be of Hester, we might also like a chikopeya from any of the field of giving maitre. And what does that have to do with taking off power? It's a different issue. So don't ask me to compare power to maitre for all the different things. That's not the point. The point is that challah is a racious thing. And these things. This because I made it as opposed to I grew it. That's the practical difference that we're making. As long as at the time that you're making the dough, you do own it. You know, originally it came to you through Hefker. It's a different type of ratios, maybe. It's like a.
One is the
other different. Right. This is the taking from what I've directly achieved. I guess my work, maybe. Yeah. That's interesting. Interesting implication. Well, Rebecca was pointing out that there seems to be a hashkafic distinction between things that you are zochet with in the ground. We could be potter.
And why do you find this word for
blood? Yes. Mm-hmm. And when it's the block end, there must be a logic behind it. The sort of the things that you do are different than things that you just grow. So then whatever you're giving from your achievements, the ratios of your achievements are different than that.
It's better
than what it is. It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is. Like a whole new way of looking at ratio. That was like my first reaction. It's a new ratio. Yeah. Now, you say, my tradition needs a shumato. What the heck is that supposed to mean? You should need a shumato. It's a normal kulon. You come and tell me that kulon is higher than kala. I mean, that's your hope, so? No. So you need taste over your tipapeshi, dimo, kishi, bolim. We're talking about over your special taste. Talk about a Maitresha that you didn't have to take off Truman Gadol because you were mocked him to take it off while it was still Shibolim. The Amr Rabbi Avo Bechem, Rishlokish Master, Rishon Shik Dimo, Bechibolim, Potter me Truman Gadol. The finish over here is that you took it off before it came to the Chiyav of Truma, because it wasn't Idgun yet. The din over there is that if you take off the Truma Gedola, then you don't have to, you take off the Truma Gedola, you don't have to take off the Truma Gedola. And therefore I would have thought that that means that there is passing you from Rashi's essentially. Omer Yossi, Siv et kol chalbot mikdasho minen. A kol chalbot, which is the Lashon that says by Truma's Lashon, it says, mikol matnosechem talimu, it's kol trumas Hashem. And then afterwards it says, baharim chem et chalbot. So what is the shot? Baharim chem et chalbot, midarshan tanin, chela vecha. And not two chalavim. So it was only Truma's Lashon, and not Truma Gedola. So lo chalbo v'chalav chaveiro. Not take off twice. It plus the Truma Gedola from which it came from. And Rav Yosef Ksiv harimot v'imenu es Trumas Hashem ma'aser min ha'aser. That's the drasha. Only ma'aser min ha'aser, which is mashma, but that's the full matana. The lo Truma Gedola plus ma'aser min ha'aser. Now this is dafka. If the chimirah lachakach mishrish trumat maaser shabo, if first of all you were memareah, and then you take off the trumat maaser, that's when you're proper from truma gedola, because at the time that you were memareah it over there, you weren't chayav in truma at that point. You take off maaser and amaser, but suppose you took off avarim mishrish trumat maaser. The Akakat Mirchot, so you took off the Trumas Maaser before the Miruah. So you took off the Trumas Maaser also, whereas you took off the Maaser B'Shiboni. And then you went out and Memareach the whole thing. And now's the only time that it really was Boli Deh Chiyuv. So there you took it off. Now you should become Chayim in Truma Gedola. Because now you went ahead and you were Memareach it. Kishayip Rishumeno Allah. Furthermore, when do we say that your father drew mafresh the trumas meiser out of it? So then you must be mafresh truma gedola. So you already took it off. But let's say you went to someplace else. And you mafresh makom akharalav. And you took off something of the sky of the trumas meiser. But never out of this, then the whole drasha doesn't apply. Lo gada, then we're not talking about this case. But the whole point of the drasha was, you don't take out from it. Two matanas. Take out only shalbomi mano. If I'm not taking off from it, why should be potter from the normal matanas? When you take off from wherever, I'm taking off both matanas. What are we up to here?
Two back.
Fascinating.